This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we saw how Habakkuk experienced getting the message for writing his prophecy. Now let's consider what the message actually was. God is slow to get angry. He is patient in dealing with sinners. Paul explains this in Romans 2, 4-5. Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God takes no delight in exercising his justice. He patiently gives time for sinners to recognize their sin, repent from it, and seek forgiveness. This is true in relation to his own people. It is also true for pagan people and nations. But there is a red line beyond which he will not go. He forgave repentant Nineveh the first time when Jonah proclaimed impending judgment over them. But the second time they crossed the red line, severe judgment fell on them. It is so easy for us to presume upon God's grace and put off repenting. If we don't heed God's warning, it might be too late when we wake up. Habakkuk thought he knew all this, but it is clear he had a provincial perspective. The Babylonians being used by God for judgment didn't fit his theology. When Habakkuk waited on God described in 2:1, God clarified for him the big picture of his dealing justly with all nations. He finally got it and humbly submitted himself to God's plan. That's when he was ready to authentically proclaim it to others.